Hello, everyone. I'm Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Paradigm Shifters, and I'm really glad you have. I'll tell you what, being a paradigm shifter, which all of you are, is quite a big job, isn't it? We have to stay on our game, which is shifting the way we think about things, shifting the way we perceive things, shifting the way we feel things, and really shifting into being an energy being first and foremost, not just a physical being, and not being somebody who's stuck. Because my comprehension as an intuitive is that as a vibrational being, you and I are moving up in frequency and meeting some of the new frequencies that are coming through the universes these days. And we're kind of changing what we are as a human being. Now, we could say that is my dream, but I can feel it, and you probably can too, that the energy shifts that are going on are palpable. They run through our body and make us kind of hyper or nervous, and also everything is moving faster. Now, that's not just because I'm old, right? Even the kids are saying that. Everything is moving faster and events change the world faster. And we have very, very high frequency technology going on all over the world that is bonding and binding us in quick action information, light and information, we call it. And it's just a time where should we choose, and I believe we do have to choose, we can move our frequencies up and engage in creating a world that's quite different. Now, I have a focus on this particular show, which is, for example, the news, using technology to make a global blanket of concepts and ideas, and having a, I don't want to upset anybody, but I'm going to talk about the administration that we've got in this country, which is quite, I'm going to call it dictatorial, and also is knocking apart a lot of the regulations that helped us move our civilization, at least in America, well, in many places in the world, into a much more responsible thing, you know, concerned with what we were doing with animals and land and atmosphere and so on and so forth. We have had a lot of that dissemble. So, and a lot of us hear that there's been a number of lies, there's a lot of corruption going on out there, there's huge, huge money deals being made that are, you know, spilling huge, huge amounts of wealth out of, you know, great big pits of money, wherever they hold those, and into a few people's pockets. And so we're running, our lives are being run by oligarchs. And that's not quite true. On the physical plane, there's more and more of that oligarchic business going on. And then a lot of people feel like it's out of control because everywhere you go, if you turn on the news and try to keep up to what's going on, we seem to be dealing with corruption. We seem to be dealing with lies. We seem to be dealing with monies being reduced and people not having support for being a human being, only for being, say, a wealthy person. Education is being reduced. Infrastructure, you know, all this stuff. But what I was really wanting to talk about is how, as a paradigm shifter, as the people that you and I are, I want us to talk in this radio show about being somebody who has the ability to whirl our frequencies and radiances and move our consciousness up. So as this being that I was a week ago, with certain limitations and so on, I could literally become a little freer, a little more powerful in manifesting, a little stronger in radiating out into the world and being a part of a new kind of reality. We used to hear years and years ago in the metaphysical path that soon there would be two Earths, that the Earth, Mother Earth, would split and there would be two Earths, and that the people who had chosen to be in this Earth, which would maintain the systems of I want to call it dog eat dog, but the systems of business as it used to be would be on one of the planet, one of the Earth, and the other part would be the beings who are choosing to evolve and move through a very self-creating kind of reality, and people who can think their way out of sickness into wellness, people who concern themselves with helping one another, people who wanted to raise their fields in frequency. And what I always took from that over and over, because if you listen to people, you really feel it, don't you? And I listen to my own guidance as well, and I can feel my own energies rise when they're talking to me and through me. And when people are being greedy and scaring you and want you to vote this way and that in order to keep their feet on the ground, you can feel that a lot of their energies are much lower, meaning you can feel either depressed or you can feel controlled. There's so many different ways of feeling. We can feel the controls of other people. We can feel the hidden resentments in other people. We can feel the danger. We can feel the danger of things getting too expensive to live and nobody wanting to hear what you have to say and all of that. But we do have the ability to raise our fields in frequency and move into a much more highly charged, almost a magical realm. And I wanted to have your calls saying, how are you coping these days with, for example, I'll be really simplistic, with all the Trump stuff and all that popularity that's going on through all kinds of media, or the whole Russian investigation. How do you feel about all that? Are you one of the beings who is able to say, well, it's nothing to me because I'm raising my fields and frequency and it will not touch me at all? And that could be very true. But are you able to stay in that kind of center yourself? And I'd love you to call in and tell me how you're handling it. And let's just start this show with a little meditation to raise our own fields and frequency and to clean the environment around us. When I say clean the environment around us, that's moving along the frequencies that might sit like little deposits or little clouds all around the room, because we were thinking in a worried way or we were worrying about health or money and all of those things. We can leave deposits of heavy-duty energies around. And when we live in that, we start being in that, as you know. So let's do a little meditation all together. So all of us listening to this particular show can feel that we're sending out consciously from our deep inner core a higher frequency energy. We want to be part of a new reality. We want to be part of a new world that looks after itself and looks after others and looks after its atmosphere and is evolving. Now, that's a very simplistic way of saying some stuff that could be very complicated, but that's okay. This is a fairly short show, and I want to make sure that we get the kind of the more vivid descriptions right in front of us. So I'd like everybody to take a couple of deep breaths, because deep breathing is one of the greatest ways to release old, dense feelings and energies. And when you do your deep breathing, call it in and move it from your head all the way through your body and out again. So from the base of your spine up to the top of your head and back down your spine. One more. And here's a fun one I want to do. You're talking about shifting your fields and frequency from the place you are now. See yourself at the top of your head in your mind, and then send your mind out as far as you can, way out to infinity plus one. And it gets way out there. And then draw back down from that incredible port, this shining, sparkling, golden stream of light, and pull it down bit by bit and have it enter the top of your head and push its way all the way through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae by vertebrae by vertebrae. And as it pushes it all the way through your spine, have it enter into the core of the earth. And just for a moment, stand there and feel what it's like to be skewered by this golden stream of light. And I want you to feel it. You might even feel your hands sparkling a little. Yeah. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can use that to energize yourself, to energize your thinking, to energize your energy fields, and so on, as you go through your life. Oh, so we've got a call already, and I'm so delighted to have you online. Susie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How about you tonight?
I'm good, actually. I've got a golden stream running through my spine. Do you?
No, absolutely. I try to keep it there all the time.
Good girl. So how can I help you? I'm good to hear your voice, huh?
Yes, likewise. I was just wondering if you can tell us how to stay centered on our path amidst all this political chaos.
Yes, just a sec here. You know, you've got your golden stream. I think that, first of all, we get caught up in it because it is all energy, you know, that they're sending it out there. And we are being persuaded at some deeper level. So I say to you, breathe really deeply and center in a fairly regular basis. And there's another couple of things. Is we learned a long time ago, and a good friend reminded me of this yesterday. There's a fellow named Manly P. Hall. And he wrote years and years ago, like 40 years ago or 50, I don't know. And he was talking about in history, they have shown that there would be this amazing civilization and it would be developed kind of off in the middle of the oceans. Anyway, ultimately, it's in a book called something like The Destiny of America or The Secret and Magical Destiny of America. What they're saying is this part of the world should be inhabited by people that really respect individuality for the sake of the collective, not individuality for just themselves, but for the sake of the collective, and will be made up of many, many different races. And race won't matter when they meld well enough, ultimately. And their whole focus will be on looking after one another. And what I was listening to today and reading about was that Akhenaten, in I think 13,000 years before Christ, was really into that as well. But they're saying that America itself is supposed to be in legend and from thousands of years of legendary doodah, is supposed to be kind of the center of this amazing evolution of people that will come together and share with one another. Now, bottom line is if we know that, if we absolutely believe that, because I do actually, we know that that means there are updrafts running up through us. And part of the way we deal with the news is to drop down deep inside and call those up. I want to feel what it feels like to be a part of that. Because if those lights keep moving up and moving up, people are touched and people awaken and people don't fall prey to the doggedness of the news media. Because you can get created by it if you're not careful, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Susie, or is that too esoteric? No,
yes,
I think you can.
No, it makes perfect sense to me. And I think you're absolutely right. I think it's already evolving towards that.
Mm-hmm. But it just looks like a dog's breakfast as you go there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, we don't have to go there, do we?
No, but you see, what we have to do is we have to be conscious of it. We have to say, oh, wow, because I can get that. I get so depressed about it some days. I go, well, how are we going to look after each other? And we've got this shutdown, and it's all out of selfish greed and ego stuff, right? And nobody cares. And so I think looking at it and knowing that I don't believe that that has to hold and that I'm not the only one and you're not the only one that's trying to move the energies up. So we don't attach to that darker material. Does that make sense? And it's hard sometimes,
yeah.
But we have to do that. So I say use your breath. Okay. Use the violet flame, which is just amazing for burning up the area. And when you burn up with a violet flame, that transforms things. So, and you've got a good light there.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. As you know, everything I've been through.
No, it's really marvelous. But I hope that helped a little bit. What I want to help is myself and other people realizing that we can be getting somewhere, even though it looks horrible some days, doesn't it?
I just try to stay away from all the negative vibes that are out there. You know, I try to look at the more positive and helpful. I have to tell you, I've gotten reconnected to Facebook, and I've joined two Seattle groups, and I'm just having so much fun. They're posting all types of vintage pictures. They're both vintage groups, and it just hooked me up with a lot of wonderful people. And it, of course, I'm still connected with all my West Seattle, three West Seattle groups too, but they're all very positive, you know, people, and it's really been wonderful.
Well, you just said something that's really, really important too, which is as we're positive or as we have the openness and courage to recognize something in other people around us, that is, it takes courage to do that, right? Reach out and recognize a good quality in them. I think that energy becomes very contagious. So good for you. That's your nature.
I've been doing that, and I'm really surprised because I was always in the low reading groups in school. And somebody posted something about that, and I wrote about that. I said I was always in the low reading group, and it was always very embarrassing to me, and I didn't know how to make it better. But somehow along the line, I caught on, taught myself, I guess, how to read.
You have to live quite a few years and read a lot of things to get better at it. Anyway, I have to let you go because I have other callers, and I'm glad you called in.
Okay, wonderful talking with you.
All right, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Now, I think we had another caller. I don't know if she hung up. Did she? Or have we got another caller on there, Dawn? Maybe
yes,
not.
We have a Carol.
Oh, good.
Carol
yes,
from actually Arizona, and then Jean-Huel from Oregon on line three.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Well, Carol, let's hear from you. Thanks, Dawn.
And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
I've just started to listen, so I hope I'm not going to be repeating something that you've already, elaborated on, Veronica. But I'm presuming it's one of the concepts is how to center ourselves with energies that are not in the best interests of ourselves,
You mean center ourselves in the middle of other energies that come at us, right?
Right. But to me, this is nothing new. I mean, this has been going on for a while. So it's, to me, is maybe how to focus ourselves to deal with. I mean, I think part of life is that. there's always going to be a positive. There's always going to be a negative. I don't think that's going to change. I think that's one of the law of nature. But it's a matter of how to adjust ourselves to maybe as we feel maybe the scale is too tilted and it's not balanced enough for our own self-empowerment and for our own self-growth. So it's a matter of how can we adjust to it?
Mm-hmm. Except that go ahead.
Yeah, no. And find our own inner peace, no matter what is going on.
That's right. And I remember in the Bhagavad Gita, that section, they say the purpose of life is learning to be happy, even if you're in a very, very difficult environment and it's not safe. I'm asking one more thing of us all, which you're absolutely right about what you're saying. But I often see that we're these spiraling lights inside. And I love the idea of creating that kind of motion inside, because I believe, and I'm not always there yet, that as we raise our fields and frequency consciously, we don't connect to certain things at all anymore. It doesn't become a part of our consciousness, or it doesn't debilitate us any longer. And I believe, and you might too, and I know you're a wonderful radio host as well, that the shift is somewhere in this mix as we take charge of our choices and we take charge of rising in our frequency. We're actually participating in that law, oft-touted shift, are we not?
Well, I think one of the ways to rise above the frequency, to maybe one of the roots of it, is compassion. Because the more we realize that we use our compassion towards others, we're rising above everything to me. because we're becoming, we're connecting to mankind, the concept of mankind, the humanity of mankind. So that spiraling is really going towards the Creator, you know, the essence of creation, and recognizing that we are all, we all have struggles, and that we certainly can use our compassion and be with compassion on our daily basis.
I think that's absolutely right.
Golden, you know, I can see a golden spiral, you know, elevating itself higher and higher, and maybe even hitting the archangels, Michael, yes. Maybe Uriel, you know,
meeting up with them.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. They're
bonding. Bonding.
Well, thank you for that, because that's absolutely right. Compassion, I see, also mingles well with forgiveness, which is another thing that detaches us from holding at a certain level or getting into a certain level of consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you for calling in. It was delightful
to hear.
You're
welcome. Okay, Veronica.
We'll talk again. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's really interesting because the art of, and Carol put it in different words, but the art of moving inside of ourselves, and the art of being moving inside ourselves, like moving when you're looking at other people, moving inside when we're stuck, which I like the spiraling images because it gives me that feeling of motion. It means that we shuck a lot of the information that's energetically pumping out at us and gives us anxiety. We shuck that and we get to ourselves to be more centered and more evolved and evolving. And I really believe this shift is happening. And when enough people do the compassion that Carol's talking about and really take charge of their own charge, as I like to call it, then we really have hastened the shift, and then we are a different species. I really believe we have the potential to be a different species. That's a whole other conversation, I believe. So let's get Jonquil on and see what you have to say, Jonquil.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you there? Where are you?
I'm at home in Oregon, and I don't know, I went from holding to you being there, so good.
I just want to say,
it's all a miracle
to
me.
Jonquil does amazing light chandeliers, which remind you when you look at them of the sparkling, transformative lights in us all that we could choose to be. She doesn't make herself be every one of those, but she makes beautiful, beautiful lights. They're not called lights. They're called chandelier lights, right? Mm-hmm. Tree lights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Luminarias, yeah, of a kind.
Yeah. But they also represent the life and the love of nature, because you build them on tree trunks and that sort of thing. Anyway, that's not what you phoned for, but I wanted to give a plug for Jonquil the Master and her beautiful artistry.
Cool.
Her light artistry. How about that? So what do you do to get centered? Because I know that we get really inundated with some of this new stuff and the fear that, like I always ask people, well, do you think we're going to be speaking Russian next week? What's the deal?
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I spoke to you, 2 hours ago or something, very briefly, and was mired in that feeling of being lost. Okay. It happens to everybody, and I'm embarrassed, but, you know, it happens to me a lot. And if you tune, whichever wavelength you're tuned into, becoming discouraged and alone and sad, or on and on and on, you know, feeling desolate in our cultural climate right now, it can get pretty bad. But right after I was... when you said, would you call in? And I said, okay, but I'm not feeling very great. I look at this one image that I personally had already seen earlier today. But it's just like a miracle. Something wonderful can happen at any moment in time to change your perspective, right?
Yes.
That's the great thing. And so I don't know if you got a minute to look at it, but the thing that I had seen, I saw it yesterday, and I went back and read what it was that I saw.
Tell me what it was. I'll write it down and see if I can track it.
Okay. There's a guy named James Turrell, T-U-R-R-E-L-L, who is in his 70s. Okay. He's an artist. He's an engineer. He's a lover of light. Okay.
Oh.
This drives me crazy. Okay. So what he did was he bought a piece of land in Arizona. It's a crater, the Rodin Crater. And he is in the process of building some of the galleries in the crater are already built, and some of them are online, engineered to be built. But you're inside the mountain, right? And walking through tunnels and walkways that bring you out, and there's openings to the sky, and the light comes in, right?
Wow.
Letting the light in is what is the title of this article that I just read. And so you, as a person, approach this opening, and you're underground. You're in the dark, basically. And you're looking up, and you're tracking where is the light coming from and how it changes as you approach the light, how you change when you let the light in. Okay?
Mm.
And, this is in association with Arizona State University in Tempe. There's a lot of people involved. As of 2 days ago, didn't know a thing about it. I just saying, how many wonderful things are going on globally that we don't know about? And
that's absolutely true.
Right. How I, or anybody, even when they're an inspired person, can get lost in the darkness, right?
Yeah.
But really, really, the light is available all the time.
Well, I love this, and I shall indeed look it up.
Isn't that what you say? Isn't that what you say? Bring in the light. Bring in this stream of light from the universe. And, this guy is just doing it in a material, physical, on the planet, part of the Earth way, and also citing other cultures and historically. As soon as I read this article, I thought, that's been going on through history of mankind culturally in other structures that other cultures have built to bring themselves in alignment with the light.
Well, I love that. That's absolutely wonderful. And also the description of it from, if I've got it right, you're inside this kind of crater-like situation, and you go into dark places and light, and then light comes in the dark and the light. That's perfect metaphorically, isn't it?
And there are different experiences. So it's not just one. It's not like you just do this one thing. But the complexity of it, I thought, was also relevant in that it isn't just one experience, right? One moment you're sitting still and you're meditating and you are asking us to bring down a filament of light, down to the top of our head. That is one thing you could do. Mm-hmm. And that is a direct, mainline it right down through your spine kind of thing. But we experience the light of the universe from all different angles, right? All the time.
But you just said it in a very easy way, which is it's a choice. It's a choice to experience it, isn't it? It's a choice to draw it in, and it's a choice to revel in its existence.
Okay, and so then that leads us to why aren't we doing it more? We are mired.
Because we're not conscious of it, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing, hey?
It's so easy to get mired down. Oh, my God, let me witness that.
I know. Hang on, I've got to plug in my computer because it's going to die here. That's not light, that's dark. No, I really love that call. And also, I really like you're, one of the things you're saying is that there are so many people out there doing absolutely stunning, uplifting things that will never make the news media, really. So we might.
Right. So remember the Integratron, right? Was it Integratron?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I loved that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing, this little spot of inspiration in the desert, in the Californian desert.
Yeah.
But right, that's a channel of, that's a possibility.
There we go. All right. Well, yeah, and that was so, so wonderful to go to. If anybody hasn't been to the Integratron,
times.
Go. Yeah, I went a lot.
You went several times.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that one was, that experience was around sound, correct? Around a sound bath, a vibrational sound.
Yeah, it's all, but also for all of you artists and stuff, they had chosen the shape of the building specifically to amp up any frequencies of sound. So when the sound went round and round in this business, in this building, it runs through the people, and you can feel your whole body becoming
right.
a vibrational being. Oof.
And
boy,
so
we need
there
to.
It is. It's the art, the math, the science. It's all the same. It's all the same of alignment, right? And being in tune. Sound is one thing. This guy in Arizona, it's light. That's not sound. But they do refer to some acoustical things that are happening in these tunnels, in these spaces. And it made me think of the Integratron. But, you know, you could focus on one fabulous feature of enlightenment and gain another level that you didn't even know you were going to get.
Well, also, when you're talking about frequencies, frequencies are also known as light and information, which would be light and sound,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they they carry myriad, billions of them through the universes. And the universe, as far as I understand, is letting more and more come through. Or we could say it differently, that the universe itself is changing in such a way that some of the frequencies that are normal for it are changing and bringing mm-hmm. in new ones. But in any case, that's getting, I suppose, a little out there. The other thing I want to say is phoning in and saying this is wonderful, because it reminds me that here we are on global radio and we're spreading it. You can feel it. It's kind of electrical.
Mm-hmm.
We're sending it out there
mm-hmm.
and people are picking mm-hmm. up. So we may have an old clunky radio, or we may have a funny little computer with Skype on it. But But still, there's light coming through and we're sending it.
It's okay. Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Another thing that I'm reading right now is called The Hidden Life of Trees. Of course, you know I'm reading something about trees, right?
Yes, of course.
And this is a German scientist's expose translated into English. It was originally written in German about his learning being in the old beech forests or the old ancient forests in Germany, being a forester. He was a forester. His reason for being in the forest was to pick out trees that could be quote unquote harvested for wood, right? He's going to go around. But in the process of that learning, he became aware of this entire network of being that does go on in trees. So we were talking about sound, or we're talking about vibration, or we're talking about light. It's all vibrational, right? And in this book, he's talking about the extraordinary processes that are going on in minutiae and in medium scale, or in our awareness, the scale that we are aware of, and all the levels that we aren't able to consciously understand. You're asking everyone to take part in a level of understanding that they really don't get, but they're trying to, right? You're asking.
Yeah,
people,
I want to interrupt you here and say, and when I'm asking that, or when you are, or when any of us are, we're asking ourselves to focus in not on this barrage of information at a certain level of consciousness, right? We're asking ourselves to focus on the wonderful vibrational magic and potential that's in that, that we can spread throughout the world and throughout the trees and throughout the oceans and so on. We can do that as a radiant being. And I believe that that's so basic and so important and so unknown by so many people.
You are trying to invent and elaborate on a vocabulary that could be applied to any of these levels of...
Well, good for me. Good for us. I better let you go, but your conversation is delightful, and I thank you for also being a light beam on the planet.
I didn't stay depressed. I'm really glad to tell you that.
Well, I'm glad that you could share that there was a movement by choice and that you were willing to speak of both sides of it. Because the other thing is, we can't be ashamed of our darknesses. We have to mind them and move them. You know, we can't be ashamed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we have to be non-judgmental of ourselves. Oh, I had one more thing to say, and I can't remember what it was. It was something about the dark. And sharing, so I'm sure it'll just pop out. But thanks so much for calling Jonquil the Master.
Okay. Right. Carry on.
Carry on up the jungle of light. Here we go.
Yeah.
And do we have any more callers, Dawn?
We do. We actually have a Ken from California on line one, and we have a Dana from Washington on line two.
Wonderful. Kent from California. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, that was a great conversation. Like, my wife just read the book about trees, and every other page she would read out loud to me. I mean, it's wonderful to hear the conversations that go on with you. My call is about, how do I stay away from the news? Because every time I go into the news, I get sucked in on my phone about just all the negativity, and it doesn't matter which party, but it's just back and forth, and it sucks me in. And in this time of this kind of everything around me, is that way. How do I stay centered on my path amidst all, not just that, but the stock market? My job is to find, to provide the substance and the money for the family. And in all of that, these uncertain times can get me worrying. So how do I stay centered in this?
Isn't that really an interesting question? I think there's a lot of people that have that similar question. One is, first of all, if I were to be a psychic, Kent, I would look in you and say, your light is potentially extremely bright. Okay. And when we go in and we listen to the news, and I sometimes do it frantically because I think I should know what's going on. I think that's part of my duty. And then you find you get trapped. Talk about light and information. We get trapped in all those frequencies. And finally, the thing that really helps, for me anyway, is to remember that we're being marketed. We're being marketed to be either controlled or to buy into systems. I'm not getting bizarre here about the control thing, but I find it in my mind. I start going, oh, that word is used as a political drive here, and here's a wedge in that word, and there's this and that, and it steers our thinking. And fortunately, I'm rebellious enough to go, well, I'm not going to put up with that. And so it gives me a little activity, if you know what I'm saying. It gives me something to do with it. You can be worried about your home and family and all that, but I believe that yours is going to work out just fine because you ultimately have that light and you take chances on a more magical approach to things. And that when I say more magical approach for everybody else, I'm going, it's like creating in your mind, building up your light in your heart, and just keep seeing that going out there. And really, as you raise your fields and frequencies, the people that you interact with on a business level respond to you very differently, and you'll find more abundance coming to you when you do that, which doesn't mean you don't get dark and miserable sometimes, because we all do. But once we get that feeling of, okay, I'm being marketed or I'm being corralled here by the words coming out or other people's activity, you can break out of that. And like I say, keep building your own light and fields. And you find people respond differently to you. You might get yes when everybody else gets no. You know, you might be able to make a change in a system. It's like, don't be a product based on the way life was before. Does that make sense?
It does. So use my creative breathing, drop into meditation. Are those the tools?
Yeah. Yeah, but also you can laugh. You can go, wow, isn't that interesting how they pushed my thinking right around in that. You know, once you start getting that interaction with some of the news, it starts to give you kind of a power over what you're hearing instead of that somnambulant feeling we get of like this huge tragedy that's going on all the time. You know, we are a part of that. If we're not energetically, you have to not allow yourself to be a part of it for very long. You have to change that, tilt it, create from outside of that. You see, does that make any sense or is that too confusing?
No. Yeah. That's all good. Okay, Veronica, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's sometimes it's hard to do, but if you and I can get motion inside, we can make different decisions, okay? And motion means when I hear the latest about the administration and I'm wondering whether we're all going to be, whether this is going to be a Russian country or we're going to be a part of the Russian, the international consortium or something, because we can't trust this, that, and the other. Those things get really conflicting. Sometimes it helps for me to play around with it and realize that inside of all of that, I still am doing my thing and running my world and opening my way. And then I don't get as worried anymore. Because it's all energy and you don't want to be compressed by it. But we also have Dana here. And Dana, are you still on the air? Are you tired of waiting?
Oh, I sure am.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you? Happy New Year, darling.
I'm great. Happy New Year. You do such good service.
Oh, this is fun, though, isn't it? We meet some great people doing this, right?
It is. So fun. That last call was so precious. And you're cracking me up with the Russian consortium. You know, I can't wait till 2020. Everyone's throwing their hat in the ring. It's
going to be... We've been too many. We have these big Russian hats in there. I don't want them in there.
Oh. Yeah.
I shouldn't even put it that way, should I? I was kind of making it.
But
what would happen, Dana, if we didn't have countries described the way they are now? What if the disruptions were such that the country boundaries would fade and things would shift, you know, morph into different things? I sort of sit there and go, isn't that the ultimate fear? And I'm going, what do you think, hypothetically?
Oh, my goodness, that's a big question.
It's a huge question, but it's worth cogitating.
My thought really, though, Veronica, is that all the lies have to come up and out.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, you know, people ask, how do we survive this political landscape? But I think the rise in consciousness is throwing everyone off, and we're seeking the source of distress outside of us. We're really all part of it, quite frankly. I look at what's going on, and the things that I see are, under this new administration, we've found our voices.
Like, I've never seen before, with the Me Too movement,
the news commentators are so contentious. I've never seen that before. The 2017 Women's March, even Brexit, the largest defeat for a sitting government in history. And it goes on and on. Even the the individual seeking refuge coming over because they're sick of their political corruption and lack of security, police protection in their homelands. Mm-hmm. People are fed up. They're finding their voice.
Yeah, and they're rising up, they're finding their voice, and they're also rising up against the rudeness, the grossness that's been going on, untrammeled. You know, they're finding ways of talking about it and saying we have to be politer, we have to be kinder to each other, we have to look after each other. I keep hearing these things going, wow, we might even have an amazing civilization in a while.
That's true. And I think another thing, too, you were talking earlier about choice point and mm-hmm. manifestation. It is true that manifestation is happening. I heard this from a gentleman named Tim Wild, who I've been following. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Tim Wild
no,
and
I
Diana Cooper.
No, well,
very
write it down.
Very reliable gent. That manifestation is happening 2,000 times faster than it was, who knows how long ago, but not too long ago. And I'm sure you've experienced that. So whenever there is distress, this is what I personally do, is we really need to get quiet and feel how we align with that distress, whether it's dishonesty, dishonor, whether we feel violated, betrayed, abandoned, victimized, whatever it is, kind of goes back to the Byron Katie work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I've been doing for years. So even when we're looking at the political landscape, it's so crazy, or anything at all.
Well, I think the political landscape is very important because we're being, I guess I think of media. So here we are in media right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Our brains being convinced that it's this way and that way, and it has to be this way and that way, and you win or lose. We've got to move out of that kind of response and really see ourselves actively creating what it should be, what it will be for us. Does that make sense? Yeah.
It sure does. But I mm-hmm. think we also have to get more conscious of our own angst. Or even maybe the last caller who said, I'm fearful about what's going on.
Yeah, because he's doing the home and family thing, too, and that's all being threatened.
Right, but it's about what's really being threatened. It's about just what you said. It's about buying into, it's about being programmed by the outside.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the outer condition looks like, and this is the result it's going to yield, guaranteed. But that doesn't have. That's not true. That's not necessarily.
That doesn't have to be what you're. Well, what I'm hearing is that you're saying that doesn't necessarily have to be devastating. It only is going to be different. That the style will change, and the packaging will change, and the my psychicness says. The words, many words will be chewed up and changed, like success. What is success? What is value? What is love? What is, all of that stuff is changing and changing. And I think that's coming from our interconnections and reevaluating the things that are bringing us tremendous anxiety. Like I could lose my stocks and I could lose my house, which a lot of people have done,
Oh my God. Yes.
But, and so we do that, but you see what I'm saying? I'm not advocating that we all go around and lose everything, but I'm saying that all those descriptions that change are going to make it a huge, huge variation in how we evaluate what is success and where we're headed in life and where our fulfillment rises and shines the most, right? And also, I believe this other thing, and I guess I'm over talking probably, but I just want to say this other thing, which is there's a massive evolution going on the whole entire picture. It might not be in the front end, front page news, right? So how we as individuals influence that or are influenced by that is the most important and the most fulfilling part of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. And also part of that, though, again, with the shift, we're kind of turning a battleship around is the political and economic and religious and social structures are being redefined. And so those old structures are kind of collapsing, they're breaking, they're crumbling. And
have you read Manly P. Hall?
No.
Okay,
Shall I write that down?
Yeah, did you hear me way back? I was talking about him at the beginning of the show. I don't want to repeat myself too much, but I'd like to encapsulate something from that part of the conversation. He wrote, I think, in the 30s or 40s or something, and a good friend of mine mentioned him when I was grumpy about the about politics a couple of days ago, and I went, "Oh, I remember him." Anyway, one of his books is about, and he's written many, many books, but one of his books is about the secret destiny of America. And a lot of us who studied the I Am discourses and many other tenets that come through metaphysics have heard that America, and this as a Canadian drives me crazy for America because I think of America as being kind of challenged these days. But I think America is meant to be this place that's the melting pot that can be the center for light for the world, the whole world. But of course, it's not there yet, right? And so this fellow Hall, Manly Hall, in his book, which I found was on YouTube, an audiobook form. But in any case, he's talking.
Little plug,
he's talking about 13,000 years ago, like in the time of Akhenaten and all that. The light came up, and Akhenaten was the first major leader to talk about brotherhood for all, and it's one earth, and it's this and that. All the stuff that we deep down really want to have. And it got buried and buried and buried over and over again. And then he was talking about in the 30s and 40s, they were talking about how America had this light and to bring in people from all over the world to meld the races so that nobody could separate one from the other, just because the foundation would be this incredible brotherhood. And that's apparently a mystical theory or, a big focus that's been going on for thousands of years. And it's always focused in this area. So maybe in Canada too, you guys. Right.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
His name is
Manly P. Hall, and you know who Akhenaten is, I'm sure. So, but I know there are other groups that have spoken this way of there being a light thing here. Not that America is just about making movies, because that's part of it too, eh? But America has this kind of, and they all talk about how the individuality is really, really important, but selfish individuality works totally against it. So everything has got its continuous light and its dark. It's light and it's dark. The hardest thing is the way we can meld into being that incredibly warm-hearted foundation, you know what I mean, which would feed and fuel all. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's so right.
That's absolutely where we're moving to, moving out of competition and into cooperation.
And sharing, but we need to share with Mother Earth too, and we think we're doing better about that, or she's going to stop sharing with us big time.
Hmm? Yeah, that's true.
But as I think the awareness of the power of plants and animals and trees, as Jonquil or Kent was saying, right? Anyway, I'm prattling on about that, but I really feel sort of a sustenance that comes from thinking about that particular image when it comes up, when it rises.
I loved you. Yeah, that was really something. That's quite a visual.
Yeah. So anyway, do you have anything final to say? And I'm so glad you called in, Dana. It's wonderful to hear from you.
Final. Oh, gosh. Anything final. We'll keep an eye on this new Attorney General nominee.
Well, I think what we should do is just keep surrounding them all in light and keeping ourselves in light. One more image that I love, and it flashes through my head. It's like we're at the bottom of a huge ocean of frequency. And then I see myself just kicking my toes a little bit, knowing that I'll always rise to the surface, right? Always rise up. And so
absolutely.
Many.
Always rise up.
Yeah, and it always makes me laugh when I see my little feet go tick, 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 and I see myself moving up, you know? That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that is beautiful. But we are all powerful beings. And so when we're not feeling that way, we really do need to tune in and say, where's this coming from? Because most of the time, it's not our own energy. So that's
exactly.
That's a whole other topic, but it's about running our energy, knowing how to clear out our fields.
Yeah,
we are part of the collective, so we're picking up all kinds of vibrational frequencies, and we're taking it on as our own identity, and we're really pissed off and feeling miserable.
I know.
It's not our energy. But we think if we're not engrossed in something that we're not involved, we don't care about it, we're ignorant. That's not how we get involved.
But I also to throw one other thing in, which is the violet flame. If we're got all these other energies from all over the place, just burn them with a violet flame, because it's just material. We just want energy doesn't die, it just changes form. We just want to change its form, right?
Yes, or call on the fire dragons, who I learned about from Tim Wilde. Again,
who are they?
I picture fire dragons burning up all the lower frequencies around me. Isn't that fun?
I love that. I have to get the image in my mind first, but that is a delightful thing. Maybe they sing, eh?
Yes, sure they sing. Yeah.
Anyway, you're delightful to speak with, and I trust things are going well, and we will talk again.
Absolutely. Happy New Year. Thank you, Veronica.
Happy New Year to you, and thank you, Dana. Wonderful.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
So, do we have any more callers, or shall I just say goodnight?
Well, I think we've actually run out of callers here this evening.
And we run out of time simultaneously, for heaven's sakes.
Well, you're doing fantastic, and you're never out of time. If you want to keep going, my hat's off to you. Go as long as you like.
Oh, put your hat back on. I'll say goodnight to everybody. And I just loved having the callers, and I just love being back on the air with you, Dawn.
Love
and big blessings
you.
To your family and your new home and your new radio station setup.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you. God, really, we love you, Veronica. You're just so wonderful, and you always have been, and you're a treasure to us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Paradigm Shifters. And if you want to be in touch, it's veronicaentwistle.com. You'll find out there what's going on in my world. It's been kind of, I haven't been doing very much lately, but I'm coming back on these days. So let me know if you'd like a session. Let me know if you would like to join our meditation, which is 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get the schedule when you get in touch. The meditation is teaching us to move our energy fields and be in different sacred geometric forms and how to use those to even give yourself a facelift or change your dimensions. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, again, thank you so much for listening, and we'll be in touch soon, maybe next week, okay? Good night.